It's time for my favorite point in the week. It's time for Coffee with Kay.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
Yes, time for some real action. Because it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Well, hi, Mr. Kane.
How you doing?
Where you been?
I've been busy.
Listen, there have been people...
Where have you been?
I was on vacation.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know. And don't think I didn't hear about it, too.
I'm just saying.
Our friend Mark was mad that I was not on the radio for him in the mornings.
So sorry.
Just saying, he was not happy with me. I saw him at church and he was like, where were you? Like, dude, I needed a mental health break. Calm down. I don't fuss at you when you go to Alaska on a cruise.
I know, right?
Anyway, so hi, Mr. Kane. It's time for Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane.
Right,
and I believe your favorite listener is listening. Go ahead, say hello.
Emma.
Your mother. I'm here. Yeah. She's so sweet.
That's
okay.
So awesome.
I know. It just makes me laugh. I don't think my parents ever listened to me on the radio. You know why? Because I'm pretty sure they'd had about as much of me as they could take for the first 21 years of my life until I started in radio. So
they had their full share.
Yeah. I know you feel the same because I made an Instagram reel yesterday about it. Did you see it?
No, I did not see it. I'm afraid to ask.
It had a baby in it.
I'm afraid to ask.
No, it wasn't bad. You can look it up. I will allow it. I will allow you to pull up your Instagram on your phone and look at the B104 post. I'm not going to be mad at you, but anyway. And if you want to look at it, you can go look at our B104 3.
Am I supposed to be doing it right now?
If you want to, you can. I don't care.
How about I wait till after it's over?
All right, whatever. It's funnier. The conversation we're fixing to have is funnier if you know what the... Do you want me to pull it up on my phone? Because it'll be faster. Probably would be faster if I just pull it up for you. But anyway, I was inspired to make something that would make you laugh.
With the baby?
Yes, with the baby.
Aw, look how cute. And the puppy.
Yeah, the baby's laughing. Just laughing and picking at the puppy. And that is me. I know that you think that I'm ridiculous because you tell me when I wake you up early in the morning.
Well, you're just so full of cheer and joy and
that,
and
yes,
sugar and spice and everything that irritates me to no end.
Listen, this is what makes me a good morning show host.
This is
what makes me the award-winning Audra King.
Well,
three-time award-winning morning show host
for
Missouri.
They don't have to deal with you in the morning like I do.
I think that they enjoy it. I know our listeners enjoy me. Otherwise, they wouldn't listen.
You're like Tigger in real life.
Only before noon. And then after 12 noon, I'm like, I'm done.
I got you.
I need to lay down. Anyway, all right. So, yes, I know that you love me for me.
Mm-hmm.
You have always been very encouraging, by the way, of my career. You've never once in my life discouraged me.
No.
About my career.
Nope.
Or my ability to do something. You were the person who got me to sing in public.
Yep.
So, by myself.
I got you.
Not in a chorus of actors.
I'm a supporter.
Well, anyway, so here's what I would say. There is no amount of money that someone could offer me for me to give you up.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
Well, the reason I say that is because what if love could buy money?
What?
I'm not talking about marrying into money. I'm talking about the money to get out of a marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
There there's a new poll. Where did I get this?
How much would you pay to get rid of your spouse? Is that where this is headed?
No, it is, would you leave your partner for $1 million?
Oh, wow.
Remember the movie Indecent Proposal with Robert Redford, Demi Moore, and Woody Harrelson? 43% of Americans said they would leave their partner for $1 million.
Shut up.
No.
I'm not allowed to say that on the radio, am I?
No. But here's the thing. You and I both know divorce rates are really high.
They are.
I think they would be higher if people still were getting married at the rate they used to get married.
Wow.
Some people just don't ever get married.
43%?
They live together. They call themselves life partners, whatever, but they never actually have a legal marriage, so there's no point in them getting a divorce. Okay. And I think the rates would be higher, but this, to me, cements it. 43% of Americans would take $1 million to get rid of their partner. Although, it seems like things would... I don't think that's enough. I don't think that's enough money.
I can't even.
And is there fine print that says you can't go back to them later?
I don't know. I didn't make up this craziness.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe those people want to tweak their vows from till death do us part until I can't afford coffee. Do us part and I need $1 million.
Yeah. Until $1 million do us part.
Maybe it's the 43% who probably shouldn't have gotten married to begin with or just didn't choose the right partner because 50% of the people in this studio right now have been divorced.
Yeah.
So, and it's not you.
It's not the dog.
Indiana Jones, the Knight of the Round Table, choose wisely. I did not choose wisely the first time around. And so I probably would have taken $1 million to get rid of that guy.
Yeah, so is that the thing? Is the 43%, like they went through and found people, it's like, all right, how is your marriage? And they're like, it's mediocre. And it's like, how much would you leave for $1 million? And they'd be like,
Well, okay, so the poll was widespread, and that's not the only statistic in there. 40% of Americans said they'd accept $33 million, even if it meant financially ruining someone else.
What?
I know, right?
Who did this poll?
I don't... it's called Study Finds.
Okay.
Another 46% said they'd consider letting someone go into financial ruin for $33 million, but it depended on who was going to get destroyed in the process.
This is a crazy poll.
It's mean.
Okay.
Okay, but here's another one. 46% would enter a real-life version of Squid Game for a shot at $33 million. Despite the fact that the game is 99.8% death rate.
Yeah, right.
I don't think you can win at that game. I mean, if you win, I don't think you win.
I guess, I don't know. I'm not well versed in the Squid Games.
People like get, you know, they get unalived in the chest.
Yeah.
48% said they would embarrass themselves on live TV for $1 million. Dude, I have embarrassed myself on live TV.
Same. I have done the same.
I would like that in retrospect, please. Yeah, I would like that retroactive $1 million.
Yeah.
I have done a lot of dumb things on television for radio. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah, I've just only been on a few times, but I felt pretty dumb.
I was young and dumb. 13% would embarrass themselves on TV for $5,000 or less. I did it for nothing. I'm just saying.
That's a goofy statistic.
59% of the people surveyed would give up technology and live off the grid for $1 million.
Oh, I'd do that.
Yeah, but that would mean that you wouldn't be able to communicate with the children.
I'll build them a little place next to us.
I wouldn't have a job.
Okay. But we could grow our own potatoes.
Sure. Okay. All right. Sorry. Technology makes my life too much easier.
All right, friends. Well, now you know. If Otter ends up alone and I'm out in the woods, you'll know what happened.
You took the million
took
dollars.
The million. I took the money and run.
15% of people would frame a friend for a crime they didn't commit for $1 million.
Wow.
Wow. Pastor, you got your work cut out for you with America.
This is crazy. I'm rethinking my career choice.
Where are they going to draw the line with this stuff? No. Facebook? I'll give up Facebook for $1 million. In a hot minute.
I'd give up Facebook for 20.
All right. And then 21% of the people surveyed said they would pass on $1 million if it meant they'd lose access to social media.
Wow.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. I'll call you. I'll text you. I don't need the social media posts to survive.
Same.
Now, it is part of my job, and actually as a pastor, it's part of your job too.
Sure.
You post stuff on, but you know, I could tell somebody else on the staff to do it if I got $1 million. Be calling up Dustin Kopp. Dustin Kopp, could you take care of this for me? Because I have this $1 million. All right, 54% of people would reject $1 million if their parents controlled the money.
All right, Mom, that's not my situation.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, the boy would reject $1 million if we were in control of it.
I'm sure.
No, he would not. He would take $1 million. 38% would pause the deal if accepting it meant their enemy would also profit. Nope. Nope. I'd take it. If my enemy would also get $1 million, they're not going to be my enemy forever.
Isn't there a verse in the Bible about loving your enemies?
Pretty
too?
Sure. Yeah, that's so what I'm saying.
You can let them have their $1 million.
My enemy, I don't have any enemies, but if I did, they probably already have more than $1 million. So whatever. I don't care. I don't care.
If you say so.
I would take the $1 million even if somebody else was profiting. I would not if somebody else was going to be financially ruined, because I know what it's like to be poor.
Yeah, same.
And it's awful.
Not any fun.
No.
Nope.
Anyway. All right. Well, I'm not giving you up for any amount of money.
All right. Same. I won't do it either.
I work too hard to turn you into the person that I want.
Here we go. Oh, friends, don't listen to Hurricane over there.
Did you just call me Hurricane?
Yeah.
Nobody's called me that in years. That's so funny.
You're fun.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend in radio in Cape Girardeau who would stand at one end of the very long hallway and scream, Hurricane!
Hurricane.
It always makes me laugh. So.
That's awesome.
And if you are new to the show, if you've never listened to Coffee with Kane before, this is Mr. Kane hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Mi esposo, mi amor.
Oui.
Who just. That's nice French. Thanks.
Thanks.
Hanging out with me this morning. You know, hey, were you listening at 6:30 this morning?
No.
You missed it. Dustin Kopp called in, our news director. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He called in to tell me he was at the new Mickey D's in Ludington at the corner there, you know, where the old Huddle House was.
Yeah.
And then it closed for a long time and then tore it down and built a new McDonald's.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was there and he said it was crazy. And like the first 100 people that arrived got to have, they got a card for a free sandwich for a month. You could get free sandwiches for a month. I didn't tell you because you don't need to go there.
No, but I hadn't been all over. Now, I mean, if we're talking about leaving you for amount of money, then McDonald's for a month, I might kick that around.
Rude. That is so rude.
That's funny.
Rude. Now, that's a whole different story if I could get free scooters or free Culver's or even free Steak and Shake, because I like their fries.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I just know. Do you, hey, remember? Do you remember our friend Jason? My friend Jason, the with the ugly blazers,
yes.
The real estate agent in Cape.
Yeah,
he slept out overnight at the Krispy Kreme they built there to get free donuts, a dozen donuts a week for a year.
Wow!
And then a year later, he went on a diet.
That's awesome.
If I got free sandwiches from Mickey D's for a month. Number one, my doctor would up my cholesterol medicine. And number two, I would definitely have to go on a diet.
Yeah, truth.
So, anyway, which, speaking of, what's for dinner tonight?
I don't know. Okay. I hadn't picked anything out, but it's probably not McDonald's.
You're probably right. Mostly because I don't want that. I think I want steak. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, I'll see you for dinner, dear. Thanks for coming by for Coffee with Kane.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Tell your mother goodbye.
Bye, Ma.